Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about pigs? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Our first book is called This Little Piggy by Nicholas Heller. Just one more story, said Donald as his grandmother reached for the light switch. Well, all right, she replied, reaching for his big toe instead. This little piggy sprang out of bed and turned off the alarm clock. He got dressed quickly and prodded his brother through the quilt. Get up, he said. It's time to go. But nothing happened, so he shrugged his shoulders, picked up a large basket, and muttered, All right, I'll go by myself. And he set off to the market. This little piggy kept his head under the quilt until he heard the front door slam. Then he poked his head out, looked around cautiously, and slipped out of bed. Must have left without me, he said. Well, I don't mind. He yawned and he stretched. He picked up a magazine and took an apple out of the fruit bowl. I'll just stay home, he announced, and trotted off toward the bathroom to soak in a nice hot bubble bath. This little piggy slept on until he was awakened suddenly by a deep growl. Oh my goodness, he cried, sitting up in bed. What was that? Why, it's my tummy rumbling. He sighed. Boy, am I hungry. I wonder what's for breakfast. He waddled over to the refrigerator and looked inside. What could this be? He whispered, lifting a large covered platter off the top shelf. It says for dinner. Oh, roast beef! Nobody will miss just one slice, he assured himself. Or two, he added as he got himself a plate and a knife and a fork from the cupboard. He sat down at the table and was soon so busy eating that he didn't even hear when this little piggy stood up on the bed and yawned loudly. Then he jumped off the bed, put on his sneakers, and began his morning exercises. He did a few deep knee bends and some jumping jacks. But when he bent over to touch his toes, he noticed his brother at the table. Oh, no, he cried. He ran over, but it was too late. His brother was just putting the last morsel of roast beef into his mouth. Now I'll have none, wailed the hungry piggy at the top of his voice. What about the last little piggy, Grandma? Asked Donald. This little piggy wasn't in bed at all. He had been visiting his grandparents for the weekend, and he had had such a good time that he sang wee, wee, wee all the way home. And he got there just in time for bed. Our next story, though, is called Eat! Cried Little Pig. Eat! Cried Little Pig. Eat was his first word. Eat! Cried Little Pig. So Mama Pig gave him breakfast, and Little Pig ate. He ate off his plate, and he ate on his plate. He's sitting on the plate right now. Squish went the banana. Squash went the eggs. Squish, squash went everything that landed on his legs. Food in his hair, food on his chair, food on his clothes, and food everywhere. At lunchtime, Eat! Cried Little Pig. Be sweet, said his sister. And Little Pig ate. He ate his whole plate. His appetite was great. Slurp went the noodles. Slop went the milk. There were oodles of noodles and puddles of milk. Food in his hair, food on his teddy bear, food on the floor, and food everywhere. Stop it, cried his sister. Eat, cried Little Pig. He grabbed his sister plate and ate and ate and ate till he fell off his chair. At dinner time, Eat, cried Little Pig. Be neat, said Papa Pig. And Little Pig ate. He ate with all his might. He ate everything in sight. Mish went the beans. Mash went the peas. Mish, mash went everything that landed on his knees. Food in his hair, food in the air, food in the ceiling, and food everywhere. It slid down the walls and flew from the fan. It rolled into balls and spilled from the pan. It oozed and it dripped. It bumped and it thumped. Till Papa Pig slipped and fell on his rump. The cat licked and lapped and Little Pig clapped. The dog licked and wiggled and Little Pig giggled. What a mess, cried his papa. What a mess. He's still a baby, sighed his mama, and helped him undress. She scrubbed his nose, she scrubbed his hair, she scrubbed his clothes and washed his chair. She got him dressed and said time to rest. But when she tiptoed out, she heard a shout. "Eat!" cried Little Pig. "Oh, no!" cried Mama Pig. "Neat!" cried Little Pig. Neat was his second word. So Mama Pig gave him dessert, and Little Pig ate. No food in his hair, no food in his underwear, no food in his bed, no food anywhere. "Sweet!" he said. Sweet was his third word, and threw his toys instead. So Little Pig was a really, really messy little pig, but then he learned how to be neat and clean. Now our next book is all about cleaning up, too. It's called A Pigrit's Cleanup, and the pigrits are pigs, but they're also pirates. And this is by Stephen Kroll. We are the jolly pigrits. We sail the seven seas. We like to dig for treasure. We're not too hard to please. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we're always on the go. So first up, it's cleanup time. Captain Dan was in distress. Stamped on deck, said, "What a mess! Dirty pigrits, do not pout. There's no time to slouch about. Look at all this dust and dirt. None of you has one clean shirt. And tomorrow, at high tide, we'll reach shore. You'll meet my bride. How can Kate and I be wed if you look like unmade beds? Grab your mops and grab your pails. Hurry, scurry, move your tails. There is lots for us to do as we clean our ship and you." So first off, they swab the deck. That means they mop it all up. Puffing pigrits big and small answered their good captain's call. Came on deck with mops and pails, scrubbed the planks and rubbed the rails, mopped the cabin's polished brass, washed the wheel and cleaned the glass, splashing water, sudsy bubbles, soppy sponges, soapy puddles. There were yards of wood to scour. They were busy for an hour. When the ship began to gleam, it was every pigrit's dream. But next, they had to clean their rooms. Cabin chaos, pigrit slobs, but they had to do their jobs. Pigrit Paula put in rows all her boots and shoes and bows. Pigrit Sam in stocking feet straightened out his rumpled sheets. Pigrit Polly folded clothes, handkerchiefs, and pantyhose. Pigrit Jimmy steamed and pressed pantaloons and wrinkled vest. In their cubbies down below, pigrits worked by lantern's glow. When the call came, "Clean your rooms!" they were hanging up their brooms. But then they had to clean their clothes. First Mate Sarah sounded tough. Hooves on hips, she'd had enough. "Filthy pigrits, off you scamper. Dirty clothes, go in the hamper." Pigrits lined up in a row, washed and bleached and scrubbed to show just how clean their clothes would look for the captain's wedding book. And next they had to wash their hair. Pigrits thought it wasn't fair that they'd have to wash their hair, but they knew each wedding guest had to try and look his best. They decided what they'd do, help each other to shampoo. Eager pigrits climbed on chairs, dumped some water on the hair of the pigrits down below, keeping up a steady flow as they slopped this pink shampoo, rubbing, kneading sticky goo into bristly, spiky hair, taking extra special care. After that, they traded places, soap suds on their piggy faces. But then they got to brush their teeth. Polly Pigrit never would brush her teeth the way she should. So her breath was always foul, and cavities would make her howl. But tonight she knew she should try to make her teeth look good. Polly grabbed the dental floss. "Teeth," he said, "I am the boss." Then she worked the floss around, in and out and up and down, till her mouth began to feel free of bits of jam and peel. Squeezing toothpaste good and thick on the toothbrush double quick. Polly brushed with all her might. Soon her teeth were shining bright. "Teeth," she said, "you look so fine. I'm so glad that you're still mine." And then came the wedding. What a day for Captain Dan, with his pigrits spick and span. Out on deck, both tall and short, as the ship sailed into port, searching for his wife to be. "Yes," said Dan, "I think that's she. She was big and she was wide, such a perfect pigrit bride. And she was all dressed in white. What a perfect pigrit sight! Every pigrit thrilled to see what a prize this bride would be." Captain Dan smiled at her size and his pigrit's wild surprise. On the deck he married Kate with the help of his first mate. Pigrits in a merry mood dug into the piles of food. We are the jolly pigrits. We are so clean and bright. We love to dance at weddings. We really are a sight. So you get three guesses about what this morning's theme is. I'll give you a hint. It's not eagles or Humpty Dumpty. What's that? Did you guess pigs? Well, you're correct. Why don't we start off with some jokes about pigs? How do you take a pig to the hospital? By ambulance. What do pigs drive? Pickup trucks. Why is a pig like a penny? Because its head is on one side and its tail is on the other. Why didn't the pigs eat the rotten eggs in their feed trough? Because they were saving the best for last. What did the pig say when the wolf grabbed her tail? That's the end of me! Why are pigs such early risers? Have you ever tried to shut off a rooster? But weren't those some funny jokes? Do you know what's also fun? Learning about things. Anything. Why don't we learn about pigs today? Did you know that pigs are very smart and they can actually learn to do tricks faster than dogs? But did you know that pigs actually don't eat lots and lots and lots of food? They eat like you do, and they stop when they get full. Did you know that pigs have four toes on each foot, and each of those toes ends in one hard hoof? But they only walk on the two middle toes on each foot, so it kind of looks like they're walking on their tiptoes. Do you ever walk on your tiptoes? Do you think you could spend all day walking like that? Did you know that pigs can't sweat? That's why they roll around in the mud, because it keeps them cool. The mud also protects them from getting sunburned, since they can't put on sunscreen like we do. And it keeps flies and mosquitoes and all away, so they don't get bitten very often, because that itches. And did you know that the largest pig we know of was named Big Bill? He weighed 2,552 pounds, and he was 5 feet tall and 9 feet long. So he was almost as tall as your dad. And he was as long as your car, almost. Isn't that a big pig? Now what's up today? Today, we're going to act like pigs. From everything we read about today and everything we learned about today, what do you think pigs really act like? For one thing, like we learned in Eat, cried Little Pig, pigs are actually very clean. So maybe you can help your parents tidy up the house some today? Maybe you can clean up your room or put your toys away, make the bed. What else are pigs like? You could try walking on your tiptoes like pigs do. Why don't we all walk around on our tiptoes a little bit? Let's see. Ooh! Ah! That kind of hurts! Ooh! You don't want to lose your balance either! Ah! I hope nobody fell! I almost did! Ah! Did you know that pigs also have a really good sense of smell? They can smell things under the ground, and farmers sometimes train their pigs to root out mushrooms. The mushrooms are called truffles. Now, you don't want to go finding your own mushroom, but why don't we try rooting around the house, using only your nose? Let's see. What can you smell? Is anyone cooking in the house right now? Can you figure out what they're making just by how it smells? I cooked blueberry muffins a little while ago, so that's what my house smells like. It smells really good. Is there anyone sitting in the room with you? Can you smell them? Do you smell soap on their hands, or do they have stinky feet? Whew! I think that's enough of being a pig for one day, don't you? Why don't we shake the pigginess off of us and become humans again? Ah, that's better. Sure had fun, though, did you? Why don't we take a break from the pigs now and sing some songs?
Around. turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. You put your elbows in, you take your elbows out. You put your elbows in, and you shake them all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. You put your bottom in, you take your bottom out. You put your bottom in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. Your tummy in, you take your tummy out. You put your tummy in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your nose in, you take your nose out. You put your nose in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your whole self in, you take your whole self out. You put your whole self in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Wow, look at the moon. Isn't that pretty? Ever think you might like to visit the moon? Well, I did. Like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish. And oyster and clam aren't real family, so I don't want to live in the sea. To visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. So many strange places I'd like to be, none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'd dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star. And I wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
R is for red, O is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. B is for blue, I for indigo, and V is for violet. And that spells Roy G. Every rainbow is is the spectrum of light. You'll never see Roy G. Biv, but he's inside the rainbow. Cause inside every rainbow is the spectrum of light. R is for red, O is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. B is for blue, I for indigo, and V is for violet. And that spells Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and he proudly stands at the rainbow's end.
So you'll see.
Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and his name
so
spells out
see.
The whole color spectrum. Roy G. Biv is a colorful
so
man,
see.
And he proudly stands at the rainbow's end. Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and his name
so
spells out the whole color spectrum.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Tom.
Let's sing a little bit. On top of spaghetti.
On top of spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
I lost my poor meatball.
I lost my poor meatball.
When somebody sneezed.
When somebody sneezed.
It rolled off the table.
It rolled off the table.
And onto the floor.
And onto the floor.
And then my poor meatball.
And then my poor meatball.
Rolled out of the door.
Rolled in the garden,
and under a bush,
and under a bush,
and then my poor meatball,
and then my poor meatball,
was nothing but mush,
was nothing but mush.
All right, now I'll tell you the words, you sing it back to me. On top of spaghetti,
on top of spaghetti,
all covered with cheese,
all covered with cheese,
I lost my poor meatball. When somebody sneezed,
when somebody sneezed,
it rolled off the table,
it rolled off the table,
and onto the floor,
and onto the floor,
and then my poor meatball,
and then my poor meatball,
rolled out of the door,
rolled out of the door,
it rolled in the garden,
it rolled in the garden,
and under a bush,
and under a bush,
and then my poor meatball, was nothing but mush.
Was nothing but mush.
Oh, the mush was as tasty.
Oh, the mush was as tasty.
As tasty could be.
As tasty could be.
And early next summer.
And early next summer.
It grew into a tree.
It grew into a tree.
Well, the tree was all covered.
The tree was all covered.
With beautiful moss.
With beautiful moss.
It grew lovely meatballs.
Tomato sauce.
And tomato sauce.
So if you eat spaghetti.
So if you eat spaghetti. All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
Hold on to your meatball.
Hold on to your meatball.
And don't ever sneeze.
And don't ever sneeze.
As I walked through wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I want to know. What's so funny about love, understanding, oh.
slipping away. It just makes me wanna cry. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
So that's all we have today, folks. If you want to learn more about pigs or read other books about pigs, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!